deep. 3. Skullport City Council, 4:30. Bring in the fishbowl. No calls. What? Oh, I'm awake. I mean, oh, it's you. Oh, thank Astaroth. It's just you. Thanks for waking me up, love. It'll take more than a smile and batting my eyelashes to calm down the boss if he catches me sleeping on the job. Or if he catches me sleeping around on the job, eh? Get it? Because I'm a succubus? Oh, come on, lighten up. I thought that was funny. Why are you standing there like you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar? You know, you can't be so nervous about working with a bunch of monster girls if you want to get closer with any of your coworkers. At this rate, you'll end up like the last guy. Lynn fired him in under a week. Said he couldn't keep up with the workload. What's so funny?
All right, then. Whatever.
Keep your secrets. Gods, I'm so tired. The day's not even half over. You aren't exactly looking too fresh either. No, I'm serious, love. You looked out on your feet. Been staying late for more of Lynn's weird exercises? No? Well, if it isn't your boss tiring you out, perhaps it's a girl. Or girls? No. You can't hide from me, mister. This is my area of expertise, and I see that little look of pride on your face. Uh-huh. You're sneaking around with a couple of girls after work, aren't you? Well, if you won't tell me, then I'll just have to sniff it out. Well, duh. I'm a succubus. We can smell all the lustful desires clinging to your body like cheap cologne. Let's see. Scales, strength, a slight charring. Aw, you got a little crush on your boss. How sweet. But wait. There's more. Scales again. You got a bit of a type, huh? Fear and... vodka? Oh my god, you're double dipping in the company ink, aren't you? Oh wow, you're just gonna admit to it that easily? Oh, I can't believe you really just fell for that. No, I can't actually smell who you've had sex with, love. Selena's my roommate and she tells me everything. What do you mean, who? You know, Selena... the snake girl you've been fucking all week? Did she jump you before she even introduced herself? And people think I'm the slut. Oh, don't worry. I won't tell her. Although it's not like she's expecting anything serious. I mean, she knows. She knows you're making the rounds here. Huh? No. I'm fine, just a little. Oh, what happened? Oh god, I passed out on the desk again? Shit, did anyone see? Good. No, you sit your ass back down and don't even think of going to get some help. Sorry, I just, look, can I tell you something? I'm one of two women in this entire organization that can't survive off of normal means. Almost everyone else in this building can go down to the cafeteria and get a little snack if they're feeling low in the middle of the day, and it'll pick them right up. But not me. I need life energy to survive, specifically sexual energy. Do you have any idea what it's like to have your entire workplace know that every day you come to work full of energy, it's because you fucked someone senseless the night before? Guys coming by every day offering to give me a mid-afternoon pickup, asking if I need a little cream in my coffee, like they're the funniest person on the fucking planet. All the women judging me as they walk by, or worse, pitying me. So, I've been trying to get by every week with the energy I can gather on the weekends. Make it seem like I'm not some whore fucking everything that moves every night. But it's a bitch trying to get through the end of the week without feeding. Sorry, I shouldn't have just unloaded on you like that. You did not just say what I think you did you? Were you even listening to me? Okay, so what in the world would make you think that offering to sleep with me would possibly be what I want right now? Wait, what? You weren't offering to sleep with me? You want to pleasure me? I mean, I'm not sure. I just know that succubi survive on sexual energy, so I always assumed I needed to please a partner in order to feed off of them. Truth be told, no one's ever offered to pleasure me before. You really aren't looking for sex, are you? Yeah, I guess you aren't exactly going through a dry spell right now, are you? Well, I mean, I guess it's worth a shot. Just please don't tell anyone, okay? Thanks, love. All right, hold on a sec. Hey. Shh, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. That's right. Shh, sorry. Oh, I should have warned you first. I just slipped us into a pocket dimension. It's a little place I go when I need some privacy. It'll make sure we won't be interrupted. I guess it would be kind of scary for a mortal, huh? I mean, it does look somewhat dour, but it's just my little home away from home. Oh, no, nobody will notice that we're gone. Every minute out there is equal to about 15 minutes in here. We could stay in here for hours and people would just think we popped out for a quick lunch, which isn't exactly a lie. No. Close your eyes, love. Holy shit, how do you still have this much life force? Len and Selena must have been going easy on you because you are overflowing with so much energy. Oh, God, it feels so good when you kiss my neck like that. Wait, hang on, go slower. Sorry, it's just I'm a lot more sensitive when I'm this hungry. It's my body's way of driving me to feed. Oh, yes, just like that. Slowly. Oh, fuck. Oh, careful. My skin is really sensitive right now. Oh, fuck. No. It feels good. Keep sucking on my nipple. Oh. Okay, now the other one. Good boy. Oh, God. Oh. Kiss down. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet. Hold on. Let's move over to the bed, okay? Okay. Now, don't freak out. I'm just gonna drop the illusion that makes me look like a normal human. It won't change much. You'll just be able to see my wings and my tail and my horns. I'll take that look on your face to mean you like my real appearance. My wings are a lot more sleek and elegant than that dragon girl's, and my tail, so smooth, so slender, so much more versatile than Selena's. Look, doesn't the tip look just like a little heart? It's kind of fitting, right? All right, I'm going to sit right here on the edge of the bed. And you're gonna kneel down right there. Oh, such a good listener, aren't you, love? Well, what are you waiting for? Get to work. Oh, and by the way, my name's Belle, in case you wanted to get to know me a little first. You certainly know what you're doing down there. But you're gonna have to work a little harder than that. All that foreplay let me feed on you just enough to numb my sensitivity
So no more freebies for you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, that's it, love. Oh, I was starting to worry that Lynn's training was all for nothing. I guess she might know what she's doing after all. Oh, wait, she doesn't make you go down on her? Typical dragon. She sees something she wants and takes it before she even knows what she has. Still, though, I'm impressed. You've got some real talent for someone so young. Unfortunately, talent without practice is still just talent. So, I'm going to help you out a little. I'll run my fingers through your hair. Yeah, like this. Grab hold right here at the back of your head. Not too rough. Oh, and show you exactly where to focus your efforts. Oh, gods, I can't take it anymore. Yep, take off your pants and get on the bed. Oh, no, I'm not gonna fuck you just yet. I just want to test that endurance training Lynn's been putting you through. So I'm gonna sit right here, just above your face, and... that's it. Yeah, just keep licking my pussy while I grind on your face. Oh, you good boy. Oh my. Would you look at this? Your cock is so hard. You're practically leaking. Oh, I haven't even touched you yet. Is my pussy that good? Or is it just the thought of what I could do to you right now? Oh, let me give you something to think about. Yeah, I know you can't see. Let me paint you a picture. My little tail is wrapping around your dick from the base all the way to just below the head. And it's slowly constricting and sliding up and down, almost like a little snake. And then I'm taking the tip of my tail. Oh, yeah, keep going, good boy. I'm pressing it right up against the head of your cock. You feel that? Yeah, now I'm going to circle it around. Just like that. I'll take that moaning as a compliment. But don't think this means you can lose focus on the task at hand, love. Oh, that's right. Oh, good boy. It looks like all that pre-cum you're leaking is sliding between my tail and your cock. Almost like lube, which means I can speed up the pace a little bit. Oh, I picked you right up, didn't it? Oh, you're so much more enthusiastic than you were a minute ago. Oh, well then, let's speed up just a little bit more. Oh, fuck, yeah, oh, just like that. Oh, I'm gonna come, love. Oh, I'm gonna come right in that perfect tongue of yours. Fuck, come with me, love. Right. Oh, now. Oh. Well, that hit the spot. Wouldn't you say, love? You got cum all over my tail. Hang on.
There. All clean.
Oh, so you noticed, huh?
Yeah, you're still rock hard for me.
You didn't think we were finished, did you?
That's just the energy I needed to get through the rest of the day.
You're feeding me for the whole week, love.
It's gonna take more than that.
How are you gonna do that?
Well, it's kind of a two-part answer. Did you notice something strange when you looked into my eyes after we first showed up here?
No? Oh, love, you're going to get eaten alive here.
Well, when you stared so deeply into my eyes, I cast a little charm on you. It started to convert your life energy into a more tangible substance. And I might say, you do taste delicious.
Yes, you do, sweetheart.
As for the other part, a succubus saliva has some interesting properties. Namely, it reduces the refractory period in males and helps keep them nice and hard, even after they come. It has some fun effects on women, too, but that's a story for a different day. You do still want to help me out, don't you, love?
Good.
Then let's move on to the main event. I'll warn you, this is gonna get pretty intense. Are you ready? If you say so.
Yes.
That's exactly what I needed. I can tell you needed it too. Your body is telling me everything I need to know. Literally.
No, I'm not kidding this time, darling.
You know when a girl says she can read your body language? Well, that's quite literal for succubi. Every tremor, every quake, every moan from your lips, it might as well be written on your skin. And what your body is telling me now, is that you want me to start fucking you. Tell me, love, between Lynn, Selena, and me, who's the better fuck?
Oh, we're too different to compare. Well, isn't that a nice little cop-out?
Be honest with me, or I'll teleport you right to your boss's office and we can compare notes directly.
Really?
You mean that? I promise I'm not going to be mad if you say it's not me.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, it looks like you weren't lying after all, unless you normally that much of a quick shot.
Oh, no, love.
It's okay. Shh. No need to explain yourself. I told you we're going to be here for a while. You'll have plenty of chances to prove what a stud you are. Now let's get back to it, shall we? Do you want to make things more interesting, love? Your body's telling me you were hoping for a little more. All right, then. Here, suck on the tip of my tail. I'm serious. No. Get it nice and wet. There you go.
Oh, perfect. Oh, such an obedient boy.
Now I'm going to give you a little treat. Something your body's practically screaming for, but you've been too shy to ask me.
That's right, love.
That's my tail gliding right around your tight little asshole. Uh-huh. Those shivers. That whimper. Oh, this isn't your first time. You want me to continue, right? Good. Oh. I haven't even put it in yet. You're already leaking so much. Oh, God, you're loving this, aren't you? Oh, your body is writhing. Your hips are bucking. You're trying so hard not to scream and moan. It's okay, love. No one can hear us. You can be as loud as you need to be. Let me hear the sound of your sweet surrender to my body. Oh, love. Yeah, you thought you'd be pleasuring me, but it looks like you don't even know what's happening to you. No. All you know is you're a slut for it. Mm-hmm. You couldn't give in fast enough. Anything to get just a little more. And I'll give it to you, love. Just give yourself to me. Oh, all right, love. I'm gonna start to slowly push my tail inside. Just like that. Oh my, it looks like you couldn't quite handle that. I love how it feels when you come inside me. Speaking of which, I probably should have mentioned, but my saliva's effect is compounding. Yeah, the more of it you taste, the faster you can come again, and the more aroused you get. By now, it's going to get a little difficult to differentiate one orgasm from the next, so I'm just going to power through until we're done. Don't worry, though. I'll leave you with enough energy to get home. You might have to cancel tonight's exercises with Lynn, though. Oh, fuck. Oh, love. Oh, I suppose you can't even hear what I'm saying anymore. Guess there's no point in talking now. But you do still feel me inside you based on that little jolt. You like it when I rub you there. All right, then. Hold on tight. Oh, God. Your cock is twitching so much inside me. And you're coming almost nonstop. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Oh, love, I can't remember the last time I came that hard. Can you hear me, love? Oh, that's okay, love. Just lie back and close your eyes. I'm gonna fuck you for a few more hours. Just until my saliva's effects wear off. I think I overdid it a bit. You might need to use a sick day tomorrow.